An accidental discovery could have big health benefits in the future. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Jackie Dudley, professor of molecular biosciences at the University of Texas at Austin, explains her research into an academic rivalry and a finding that could have big implications for our health.
Many diseases are caused by a single bad gene. For example, some individuals have a defective immune system because they cannot produce one specific protein, and they die from very common infections that most of us can easily overcome. Researchers are developing and testing potential gene therapies, ways to replace the bad gene with a good version to treat disease. But gene therapy still has many technical problems. Thus, the expression of the good gene might be too low to cure the disease. My colleagues and I made a surprising discovery, the kind that keeps me thinking at night and gets me out of bed in the morning. We study retroviruses, like HIV. Stripped-down versions of retroviruses that don't cause disease can be used in gene therapy to deliver a replacement for a defective gene that cannot produce a necessary protein. We discovered by accident that certain DNA sequences from retroviruses can increase expression of a foreign protein. The ability to boost protein expression helps solve a major roadblock in the search for effective gene therapies. This principle can also be applied to other therapeutic problems, such as the production of DNA vaccines, which are simpler and cheaper to produce, store, and transport than traditional vaccines. DNA vaccines could help boost vaccination rates in the developing world. They might also be safer than traditional vaccines because they could produce a bigger immune response with a smaller dose.
That was Jackie Dudley of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.